call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's Martin Luther King Day. We're here working because it's what we do. I didn't even know it was Martin Luther King Day today. I mean, God love Martin Luther King and all, but it's not a real holiday. We all know that's true. It's not a real... Look, no, look, if there aren't songs, it's not a holiday. Sing me a Martin Luther King song. Do it. I'll give you $10. You can sing me a Martin Luther King song right now. That's what I thought. It's not a real holiday. It's like President's Day. Not a real holiday. What else? There's Halloween songs. There's Christmas songs. There's Kwanzaa songs, right? Well, I don't know any, but I'm assuming there are some. Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa, let's all go ride a horse. La, 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 la. Whatever. I may be bluffing. There's Monster Mash up yours. No,
that's
songs
not
about
a Halloween.
Song. There's Every Day is Halloween by Ministry. That's right, you back the hell up. That was me saying that right there.
What about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. Well,
Adam Sandler had that Thanksgiving song.
That's right, and I bet we sang something in grade school, but I blocked it out now. Thanksgiving's a stupid holiday, in my opinion, anyway. I personally don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's just boring. It's just boring, and you know, it's just endless football and cranberry sauce, which no one really likes. So, the only reason we celebrate Thanksgiving here is it's a chance to have corn. So, yeah, if there are no songs, it's not a holiday. Anyway. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get Jim here in the Coupe in just a moment. Oh, by the way, you'll be happy to know that, you know, I'm looking at this right now, and, I mean, this reality, the television, it's just a rash. I mean, we've kind of gone past the point where you can complain. You know, doing a whole lot of material where you complain about reality TV shows is like a stand-up comedian talking about airline food. You know, it's 2004. You just got to move on. You can't. But I will say that we've reached this level where it's just becoming surreal. I'm not making this up, by the way. This is something I'm reading now from E. The UPN television network is developing a reality series about Amish teenagers. I swear to God, it's called Amish in the City. It's on UPN, always setting the standard for... You know, the thing is, the people at the WB must be so glad that that UPN exists. You know, it's kind of like the reason we're glad that there's a KPAM. Because it's like, without them, it's like we would just be the bottom of the barrel. Like, if KPAM didn't exist, we'd be like, yeah, I work at this really sleazy, low-rent station. What? KPAM. Yeah. And it's like, we look great, but it's like being fat, but hanging out with a fatter friend. And you just look great by comparison. That's how the WB feels about UPM, because UPN is like, it's underneath the barrel. It's like in the basement below where the barrel is. Anyway, so yeah, we want to thank the WB, by the way. They were helping us out, helped us out with some technical issues at the Bigger Than Jesus this last Friday. Oh, and The Surreal Life. I haven't watched it yet, but it's sitting on my TiVo waiting to be watched. Apparently everybody's into that. But anyway, yeah, the UPN television network developing a reality series which focuses on Amish teenagers. This actually is kind of interesting, because Amish teenagers, they do this thing called Rumspringa, which is, there's a great documentary about it called Devil's Playground, where it's like when you're 16, I think, or 17, they send you to the outside world, you know, to enjoy, to smoke and drink and whatever. Smoke and drink and shake your ass. And then to decide if you want to be Amish, and then it's like, then if you, you know, once you've tasted life, then it's like if you want to come back, then you get full-on Amish. But you go in, so it's kind of, so I get the feeling that, I get the feeling if you want to get laid, you just find some Amish girl who's out there doing her thing. Anyway, it's called Amish in the City. It's going to be whatever. Oh, speaking of shaking your ass, Mystical's going to jail. Mystical, the guy that did the shake your ass, show me what you... was sentenced to 6 years in prison for having his former hairstylist perform oral sex on him and his two... I never understand why these guys... It's like, if you're Mystical, can't you just call down to a room and just have chicks sent up that'll do you? That's the whole thing. Isn't that the whole point of being famous? You know what it is? It's like they were doing a whole thing. Here's something else I'd understand. They were doing a whole thing on strip clubs the other day on MTV, and they were talking about scores, you know, and like all of these expensive gentlemen's clubs in New York City where it's like you go in and it's like a $90 cover charge, and it's like 50,000 square feet. And it's like, isn't the whole point of being famous that you can just have chicks sent to your house and you don't have to go anywhere? You don't have to leave? It's like if I was, you know, if I had $1 billion, you said chicks at your house, I wouldn't even bother to, you don't have to tidy. You don't even have to bathe. You could, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like you're Puff Daddy. You can just, I'm sitting, you don't have to change up, you know. Doesn't matter if you change your underwear in 3 months. It doesn't matter. It's, you know, you've got $1 trillion. That's the whole point. All right. We're going to talk to Jim in the Coop here in a second, who's got a question about, oh, he just got the sack. Well, that sucks. And somebody has, apparently there is an MLK song. Well, we'll find out in just a moment. Let's do this. It's Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's News with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A Stockton, California woman said she went to a job interview for minimum wage secretarial work. But when the interviewer suggested she could make four times more money in his adult movies, she called police. Stockton police arresting 57-year-old Michael Allen Garfield, charged with operating without a business license or an adult industry permit. Police say 29-year-old Tina Ogrondik called them after the secretarial interview turned toward questions about her marital status, her bra size, sexual position she enjoyed. The woman said she was mortified and left. Garfield was recruiting for the business of her friend, and the friend says the arrest shocked her. Says the owner, he makes a great salesman. I guess he was just selling the wrong thing. Then, it must be every drinker's dream, and now it has become a reality. At least if you believe the manufacturer. Keep young and beautiful by drinking beer. That is what a Bavarian businessman is promising. Anti-aging beer was presented to the world at a German agricultural fair this weekend. A drink that the brewer says will bring the body and soul into harmony. It is brewed the normal way, but the key ingredients, of course, are added. They are, oh my goodness, spirulina algae, which, as the German version of Men's Health magazine notes, is well known to health fanatics as an extra source of minerals. Another key ingredient is the protein flavonoid, which is supposed to work against cancer.
I thought a flavonoid. I thought flavonoids were like one of those made-up products, like Vivrex, which is in Vivrin and whatever. What's that? You know, like rich Corinthian leather. I thought flavonoids were like Diamels or crystal, you know, cubic zirconium or whatever. Apparently not.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right. Flavonoids. Doesn't flavonoids sound like, you know what flavonoids are? Flavonoids are a food of tomorrow. All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get Jim in a second. In Portland, James, a first-time caller and also a full-time listener. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
What do you got?
Hey, my son, a first grader at Maplewood School, came home singing a Martin Luther King song.
There is an MLK song. What is it?
Do I know? I don't know. He's hanging around the house for a day and a half and haven't heard it since.
Well, I mean, it's God love. I mean, here's the thing. I wish I'd realized that there wasn't one a couple years ago. I wouldn't even be here, man. I'd be retired. Who else is dead that there isn't a song about? That I should write one about? Is there a Bobby Kennedy? Yeah, is there a Bobby Kennedy song?
You know, there's probably a market out there somewhere. You could think of something.
Seriously, who else is dead that there isn't a song about? There's lots of songs about Lennon. It's probably songs about Kurt Cobain.
Kristen says Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. No one cares.
There you go.
No one cares about Thomas Jefferson. Maybe, what about that dick from Blind Melon? There's no song. And that Lane Staley guy. You're dead. And I'm sad. And I'm in the hair. Where in the hair? Remember 9/11, yeah. See, there you go. Million seller right there. For the children and the thing and the guy and the love you, Jesus. And then you just get Toby Keith to sing it.
Keep working on it.
All right, there you go. That's James. Just ignore that whole thing I just did
there. Right, we'll take that out in post. So. Jesus. Yeah, you won't have to live with that forever.
Yeah. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. That's what it's all about. It's all about identifying, you know, the target market that hasn't been satisfied yet. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We're going to get Jim here in the Coop in just a second. Let's do this first, because I'm going to get into a whole thing. Jim in the Coop, you're a full-time listener. What's up, brother man?
Rick, you rock. Anybody that could take Layne Staley, 9/11, and Jesus Christ into a melody has something going.
Well, I work next to a country station, so it's those instincts have just been built into me.
How you doing, my man?
What's up?
I got canned on Friday.
From where? From what kind of, you don't have to tell me the name of the business, but from where?
It was a manufacturing company in Portland. I worked there 6 years.
Screw them. Screw them. To hell with them. They can eat it.
Anyway, I was overhead, and they had to get rid of overhead. Therefore,
sure.
I lost my job.
Sure. You hear the stock's got to tick up another quarter point somehow. You know, let's fire that guy. He doesn't need work. Did they fire you on a Friday?
They did, and they did it. I mean, it was. They called me at 1 o'clock, and they said, "Well, since we dropped this on you, you know, we'll go ahead and pay you for a full 8 hours."
Oh, thanks. We'll pay you for the next 4 hours. We'll give you like an extra $12 after taxes. Okay. First of all, you're never supposed to fire people on a Friday, ever. You are supposed to fire people on a Monday so they have the next day to look for work. Because otherwise, you go home and you're just depressed all weekend because you can't do anything about it. You have 2 days to stew about how you're going to pay the rent before you can go look for work. You're never supposed to fire people on a Friday, sons of bitches. Yeah, they can go pound it. I wish a pox on them. All right, so what are you going to do? You got leads?
Well, I've got some leads, but I was sitting at home, and I was staring at a blank sheet of paper, you know, trying to hash out some kind of resume and make myself look real cool.
Well, always say, here's the first thing you can do on a resume. And I don't know what other tips other people have, but here's the first thing you can do. You can always label yourself a management or administrative assistant, because no one can ever really say it's wrong, because no one knows what it is.
Yeah, and I guess technically I was kind of in that facet.
So. Like, if you'd had a business card, what would it have said? Like, what was the actual name?
Actually, it does say project manager.
Project manager, there you go. Means everything and nothing.
There you go.
You know, the guy who launches space shuttles, he's probably a project manager. But, you know, so's a guy who puts sour cream in my, you know, chalupa. So, I mean, it's like, it means everything. Okay, project manager. Yeah, always, you put that, what else can you do? You can, because everybody pads resumes and stuff, right? Everybody knows all kinds of stuff like that. What else can you do?
Well, I really have no certificate of extended education, you know, basically just a high school graduate. How can you make that look cool?
I don't know. Is there another way you can say high school diploma? Can you say that I have received 13 years of state-certified schooling? That's what it is, but nearly a decade and a half of state-certified educational training.
It only takes 12 years to get through school.
Plus kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
Plus kindergarten, and you know, more, and maybe you know, if you went to, you know, plus Montessori training, you know, that's.
I did go to preschool.
There
so,
you go.
You know.
That's what I'm saying. It's regulated. It's run by the government. You've been a government trained worker for 13 years. So there you go. So there's that. So you're looking for anything? Are you looking for a job in your?
Anything that pays close to what I was making, you know, and. You know, I'm not too proud, but I don't want to go back to Burgerville.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. That's what I found myself saying after I left you. I'm not going to go back to 7-Eleven. And then it's like 3 weeks later, there was me, like Slurpees are over there. You left.
Thank you. Come again.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Real quickly again, what was the nature of your business?
It was a manufacturing company. We specialized in store fixtures.
Store fixtures. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to put you on hold. And I want you to give your name and number to Sarah.
Right on.
And then I don't know. I can't. No promise. I don't know what we can do, but we'll see what we can. The thing is, they can shovel this load all they want about how Oregon's job situation is getting a lot better, but we all know it's not true.
I can attest to that, my friend.
I mean, no. We're great. And here's the reason. I'm going to put you on hold. That's Jim. So just give your information to Sarah there. I'm not sure what we can do, but we'll figure something out. So that's Jim on. There she's on hold. You know, because you know how they arrive at this claim that our job situation is a whole lot better? It's because there's somebody behind us now. Isn't that like, it's like Delaware or somebody that's now the worst? It's got the worst job situation. Like, we're number 49 out of 50. We're no longer last. Woo! We're not last. And here's the other reason. We're taking, by the way, if you've got, I mean, I don't know if there's anybody out there that's, you know, what can hire a guy who manages projects in store, or, you know, store fixtures, or whatever.
Store fixture manufacturing.
Whatever it is. Manager. I mean, if you got thoughts on it, you can call me. But really, it just comes down to, like, you know, because there's a whole, you know what they don't do? They don't have, like, a dummy's guide for, like, surviving being fired. Because the first thing you want to do is just go home and shoot yourself. I mean, it's true. You get fired, you just want to go home and hang yourself. I mean, you know, sing the song of the working man or whatever, because I've been lucky. I've had a job for the last couple of years. But, I mean, it's like it wasn't that long ago that I was, you know.
I need to see you when I get off the air. Could you and Clyde come and meet us in two separate rooms at the same time after today's show?
You know, and you're just like, no, hell no. You're not, you know, and then, I don't think I've ever told that whole story, by the way, that whole, I'll do that later. But there's a whole survival thing you got to go through. We're going to get Corey and Russ here in a second. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. I'll tell you what, let's do this. We'll break. We'll come back. When we come back, we got Kristen from accounting. Corey here. Corey just got fired. What the hell, man? All right. And we're going to get Russ. Russ has got yet another MLK song. Who knew? Well, yeah, should have been quicker to cash in. All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Don't go anywhere.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
No, I think those are real. You can tell because they hang to the side. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
Who are you talking about?
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Rick. About MLK Day, regarding there being no song, are there Martin Luther King Hallmark cards? Can it really be a holiday if Hallmark doesn't endorse it? You know, there's no Arbor Day song either. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Rick, what about Pride in the Name of Love by U2? That doesn't count. Nothing recorded by U2 counts as anything. It's just that it's disqualified just by nature, the fact that it came out of Bono's mouth. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, the lovely and talented, and wearing the best shirt I've seen in some time, by the way, Kristen from accounting. How are you?
Peachy keen.
So she's got this shirt that has this kind of half Metallica, half AC/DC logo, and it says 102.3 Metal Radio, rocking you hard day and night. Where is that?
It's not even a real radio station.
Oh,
it's a fake.
Is that one of those?
It's one of those fakes.
Can I just talk about a horrible trend? And I personally, I'm going to pin all the blame on this on Urban Outfitters, by the way. Urban Outfitters started.
American Outfitters.
Is that what they're called?
Started it.
What's the difference? Are they the same store?
Well, they've got the vintage hats that are already all beat up.
Wait, but let's stop here. Are they the same store, or am I making Urban Outfitters?
No, there's two stores. There's Urban Outfitters and there's American Eagle is what I'm thinking.
Whatever, but they do that thing where it's like a shirt that says Vinny's Truck Stop, and it's like a pre beat up shirt, so some white kid can go in and pay $35 for a shirt that looks like he got got it for $3 at Value Village. Is that what that is?
I'm so disappointed
in you.
Because what happened was I was in there and they had these T-shirts and they were $5. They were on sale. And they're that thin.
You're feigning the metal pride. That's why I don't like that shirt. You're posing. You're faking the metal represent there.
No,
you know?
I'm really not.
All right. Well, we won't talk about it.
Do you want me to wear my real radio T-shirt, which is actually kind of holy and falling off and... I've worn it and washed it so much.
It's best that we just don't discuss it.
Okay.
All right. What were we doing? We were talking about these bastards that fired, what's his name, Jim. So, you're never supposed to fire people on a Friday.
Well, but they did that study that says people are less likely to come back and shoot up the whole office if you fire them on Friday than Monday.
Man, I'm telling you right now, you fire me on a Friday, I'm going to kill everyone.
Well,
you fire me on Monday, I'll just kill those who wronged me.
Then they should have talked to you first.
I was going to say.
Apparently.
You fire me on a Friday, I will wait in the tall grass for you. All right? That's the thing. You fire me, I'll tell you, it's like a sliding scale. I got a whole Excel spreadsheet at home about this. It's like the better the circumstances of my firing, the fewer people I will exact my bloody retribution on.
Well, but maybe they're
I'm shooting back. I'm just letting you know now.
No, so. I'm saying it's like depending on how it works, you may get a warning. You may get the tip. You know, the badger is in the woods. The fat man walks alone. You know, and it's you. Okay, run. You just for the door.
they're probably thinking you're less, you know, if you fire somebody on a Friday, they have a couple of days to go home and wallow in their sadness.
You've got a couple of days anyway.
Then,
you're unemployed.
But then they figure you'll kill yourself as opposed to coming back and killing everybody in the
you'll
office.
You'll go home and just be at the bottom of your bottle. Yeah. Well, better eat the gun. You know, that's the whole thing. They figure it probably sort of works itself out.
Yeah, you just dribbled on yourself.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? We're going to get Thatcher and Joy here. Let's get Corey, a first-time caller. Corey, what's up?
I got fired yesterday.
From where?
Wow.
From a tattoo shop in Vancouver.
Why? There's always... Look, it doesn't seem like the number of tattoos in Portland is ever really decreasing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't anything like that. It was... I even got fired over a voicemail.
That's nasty.
They left you a...
You don't need to come in today or ever.
It was them telling me, I mean, the guy that left the voicemail didn't want to have to do it. The boss made him, unfortunately. I felt bad for him. He really didn't want to have to do it.
But so did you just like wake up or get home or something and there was a message?
I was at church.
You're at church.
I was at the bridge, that place with the meow meow.
You're at church, and does that count as a church?
Yeah, it does. It's a pretty cool place.
Okay. So anyway, so you're at church, and you get home. What did the message say?
It was after church was over. We all went outside to have a cigarette, and I noticed a voicemail, so I checked it, and my face dropped, and
save it? The message you could play.
I might have. I don't know.
But
if I deleted it or if I just hung up.
But what does it say? How did they phrase it?
It was my friend Zeb. He's the piercer at the shop. He said, "Dude, you gotta come in and get your stuff at 10 o'clock tonight. Christian said it's gonna be in the street. He said he's tired of you talking shit about him.
Whoa! I had to bleep that there.
Sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, and so you had a personality conflict.
Yeah, apparently he heard a rumor from someone that I was telling people he beat his girlfriend.
Okay. I'm gonna bleep. I dumped that too, actually.
Okay.
Let's, just because we mentioned first name, so I bleep that. It's okay. It's okay. I'm just saying, so personality conflicts. But you
pretty
got
much.
Fired via voicemail.
Yeah, and this guy, I've known him for a few years now, about 5 years. When I met him, I offered him to stay on my floor because he didn't have anywhere else to go.
Oh, and this is how you get paid back.
He got kicked out of his house. Yeah.
Et tu, Brute.
And you know, that just seems wrong since he didn't even come to you and ask you.
Oh no, he's not a big enough man to do it himself.
Well, let me just tell you. I mean, here's the thing. When I was working in Salt Lake, I had to fire my very best friend. I was the program director, and my best friend was the morning show guy. And I totally had to fire him. I had to go to his house. And it sucked. It was the worst thing. I had to go to his house. Not that this makes you feel any better. But I had to go to his house on a Sunday because I put it off as long as I could because I just didn't want to do it. Go to his house on a Sunday, knocking the door. He answers the door, and it's the worst thing ever. And, like, he didn't come to the door, and I knock a few times. He finally answers it, and it's like what they were doing, but he's sleeping or napping or whatever, getting it on or whatever. But it's like he'd been kind of in the bedroom with his girlfriend, and it's the evening, so who knows. And it's like, and I look, and as I'm looking past him, you know, the door, the line of sight goes right to the bedroom, so I can see her kind of sitting there, like, looking out. And she waves at me. She's like, "Hi, Rick," and me, and "Hi," you know. And then he goes, "Hey, dude, what's up?" And me, and I'm like, "Can you step out?" Because I don't want to fire in front of his girlfriend, you know. And it's like, I'm like, "Can you step out of the hallway?" And he's like, "Oh, no, it's kind of cold out there. Whatever, you can just tell me. Come on in." And I'm like, "No, let's really..." He's like, no, come on in. And, like, the next thing I knew, he's got his arm around me, pulling me into his apartment. And it's like his girlfriend is like 5 feet away, and I'm like, "You know, dude, it's a bad time. I'll call you." And he's like, "No, we're gonna be gone. We're taking off here in a few. You got to tell me whatever it is now." And I'm like, you know. And I actually had a letter that they wanted him to sign, saying like, "I won't sue the company for firing me and whatever." And I had to like hand him the letter. And I'm like, and suddenly I just become all big. This is for you. What is it? You're to have this. You know, and it's like totally didn't even want to, you know, it's like giving the, you know, it's like bringing the telegram that your kid's dead in, you know, Guadalcanal. And he opens it, and it's like, and, you know, then I don't even remember what happened, and I left, but it was like the worst night of my life.
You blocked it out.
I did.
So
I repressed it all. But he fired you via voicemail. And so what's your deal? You got leads? You got the...
Oh, yeah. I went to another shop yesterday, and I already got a job.
Already got a job. Good.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the American attitude. Excellent. Well done. And see, and I gotta tell you, there's a fight. Now you know how not to fire someone you're ever in a management position. Well, you probably knew that already, though. Yeah, you probably already knew that. Well, what's the new shop? Give them a plug.
It's called Vertigo, the Vertigo Gallery in Vancouver.
The Vertigo Vertigo Gallery in Vancouver. If you want tattoo work done, you go there, ask for Corey.
That's right.
All right, excellent. So so screw those other guys. It's their loss. You're at the Vertigo Gallery.
That's right.
All right, there you go. There you go. That's Corey, first-time caller. Yeah, that sucks. That's terrible.
Well, and that's wrong. I mean, especially since it was just, you know,
well, and
he has no concrete proof that he was bad-mouthing
But it's
anybody.
Like, and God forbid you're there with your family. Hon, let's listen to the answering machine greeting, you know?
Yes.
So, anyway, just so I can emasculate you in front of your wife and family, you need to come clean out your box.
I mean, it's just the worst. The worst thing ever. A full-time listener, Thatcher, you're on Hot Talk Canadian KHK. What's up?
Hey, brother. Great thing for padding your resume, customer service. Because anytime you don't spit or hit a customer, it's customer service.
Well, it really is true. It's, you know, it's like managing anytime that they put, what are you supposed to put the spindle in a box? Well, you're managing the placement of the spindle into the box.
That's right.
So, all right,
F Matt with the want ads.
All right, there you go.
This
that's Thatcher.
F Matt could be sponsored by your business.
All right, excellent. Well done. That's Thatcher. Yep. I mean, the other thing you can do is, I mean, I don't care what your career is. Even if you think it's a career where you don't need it, you can always try to get, like, personal quotes from people. Like, don't just put references. Like, this is a true story.
Like reviews?
This is a true story. There, back in the day, I don't know if he's still on, but there used to be this radio talk show host named Bruce Williams. I don't know if he's still on the air. He's kind of the old school, you know, it's just like kind of an advice show. I mean, he's a great guy, one of my all-time favorite shows, but he's very old school, so I don't know if he's still around. Hope he is. But anyway, he was this guy that you call up, and if you had, like, small legal problems, or it's like, you know, it's like if your neighbor had an apple tree, but the apples fell in your yard, it's like, who do they belong to? Well, you call Bruce Williams, and he'll tell you who the apples belong to. That's his deal. But I remember I called up one day, because I was like 17 and like was stuck in this radio gig I hated, and I called up and I was like, if you can help me get ahead, and you know, like asking him for tips on something or other and like how to make it on no money, and he asked me a couple questions I wanted to do, and he ended the phone call by saying, "Well, Richard, you sound like a very solid young man. I wish you well. I'm Bruce Williams." You know, they went to break, and for the longest time I put, "Richard, you sound like a very solid young man. Bruce Williams, August 13th, 1990, at the top of my resume. And I actually got two guys that called me. They didn't hire me, but two guys that called me back because they said, you know, that made them laugh, or they thought it was funny, you know. And I actually didn't get the jobs, but that you know, that at least made an impression on people. So you can do that. All right, we're gonna come back with Joy and Don. We got more with Kristen from accounting here and all that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. I'm not really sure you can top being fired via voicemail. I'm willing to take submissions on it though. I'm willing to take submissions on your worst firing. I'm not sure that can really be topped. All right, it's 503-250-1080 Portland. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Look at all these terrible firing stories. Let's see. Don, you're a full-time listener. You're on Hot Talk to Nettie KHK and the Rick Emerson Show. What's up,
buddy? How's it going?
What do you got, man?
Two reasons why it's good to get fired on Friday.
Okay.
Reason number one, when you go to unemployment and you give them your claim, there's a week waiting period, and then the second week, you start getting paid. If you go in on a Friday and do your claim on the Friday, they consider that week your waiting week.
But how
on
sad,
Monday, you start getting paid.
How sad about the Oregon economy that we're also well-versed in the ins and outs of unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the second good reason it's good to get fired on Friday is because in the Oregonian, the Sunday ads have the best.
That is true. That is true. You get all the you get all the job offers there in the Sunday paper.
No, so there's your silver lining.
All right. Well, I'm with you on that. All right, there's Don downtown. Yeah, I mean, I was at one point. I knew the unemployment stuff so well that I could do the phone questions without even, because you have to call in like once a week. Have you looked for work at 9? You know, or whatever, 1. You know, have you been offered a job 9? You know, and let me just tell you this too. Not that I'm advocating this, but if you want to stay unemployed for a long time and continue to get benefits, the key is to tailor your job talent so narrowly and specifically that they can't find a job to send you on. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, like, the longer you're unemployed, they will eventually, like, try to send you. They'll try to have you cleaning sewage somewhere. I mean, like, if you're, like, unemployed for 3, 4, 5 weeks, they'll find, like a dog kennel somewhere that they want you to go clean. But if you tailor your talent so specifically on the application, or, you know, whatever, the unemployment form, you know, it's like, what are your talents? Me, making bizarre references to Monty Python films, also discussing Motley Crue. You know, it's like, there's nothing they could find to send me on. And so I just sit home on the sweet teat of the man. So, let's see, what are we,
Well, so are you including layoffs with the firing?
It's the same thing. You know, they can claim that layoffs are just, it's like, you know what, it doesn't feel any different to you. You know, layoff and firing don't feel any different when the fifth comes and you got to pay your rent. I mean, they feel exactly the same. You know, when you see your bank balance just decreasing every week. I mean, it feels exactly the same, you know, than when you're sitting at home. So, I mean, I suppose technically there's, but you know what? Can I just tell you, when anybody gets laid off, do those people ever, I've never known anybody who's gotten laid off and gotten brought back.
To the same place?
No. I mean, I don't think I've ever known anybody who's been, no, that's not true. My friend Ryan got brought back at, you know, would you like to come back at 23% of your original pay? You know, sure. You know,
Well, there is one place I've heard that has done it. I've known people, and I'm not going to mention them, but there's a place here in the Portland area that hires people, lets you go for a couple months, and then hires you back.
See, what the hell is that? Why? What is the point? I mean, why do they do that?
I don't know.
I mean, I remember, you know, growing up, my dad got laid off all the time, and I don't think he ever got brought back.
It's just like the shell game. You know, you take some of that money that you're saving by firing people, and, you know.
God, I hate people. All right, let's get Carla from Time Caller. What's up?
Hi, yeah, I was calling to tell you guys that I was fired from a job 3 years ago, but they never told me. They told my fiancé.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
He used to work there, too.
And so how did it happen?
Well, they put us, they hired me, knowing full well he was my fiancé and already working there.
Right.
And it was at a customer service desk.
Right.
So they hired me, and they knew we were engaged. Well, then every time I did something wrong, they told him. Every time he did something wrong, they told me.
And
they
so
never
when,
separated us.
And so when the day of the firing came...
Oh, well, we were put on... Both of us, because we were engaged, together we were put into an on-call status. They'll call us if they need us to come in.
But they never told you. They just told him, and they're like, and by the way, tell that fiancé of yours while you're at it.
Right. They said, oh, yeah. Well, by the way, you're both fired.
Oh,
you're not getting holiday pay. You're both fired.
It's terrible.
I know.
Well, at least you had somebody to drink with.
Yeah, true.
At least you had somebody. You know, the thing is, because normally people don't like to listen, you know, sitting. It's like you're bitching about your boss. They're like, yeah. But, I mean, in this way, you had somebody, you know, you didn't have to complain to the boss. He already knew what a dick the boss was.
Definitely.
All right. Hey, yes. You're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
Well, my fiancé listens to it.
What's that?
All the time. My fiancé listens to it all the time.
God bless him. All right. You call us anytime. You spread the word, Carla.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there you go.
That's a man of class. Hold on to that one.
That's what I'm saying. Rick, at the end of an 11-hour day that included patching the roof of the business in the rain, cleaning copious amounts of fecal matter off the floor, and attempting to remove blood out of the carpet on my hands, where do you work?
What is that?
Job was this mafia hitman.
You should be happy.
All while wearing a shirt and tie, I had my boss call the office and tell me she was letting me go because I wasn't putting out enough effort. Yeah, okay.
I think you're better off.
Seriously, it's like, I don't care what job you have. You know, any job where you're cleaning someone's feces off the floor, there are better
and
jobs.
Blood.
Yeah. Seriously, what kind of job is that? What is my job going to do? Well, it's basically cleaning up crap and blood off the floor. You mean crap like wood chip? No, it's actual, no, like butt crap off the floor. What kind of hideous job is that? In the couve. Pete, you're a full-time listener. What's up?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
What do you got, man?
hey, man, I work for a guy, and I was kind of the lead guy, and he wanted me to fire one of my guys while he was on vacation in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, how am I supposed to do that? He said, well, just call him and leave a message on his answer machine.
Oh, no. You can't
do
that.
I'm like, dude, that's cold. I said, I can't do that. And he said, well, that's how it's done. And I said, I'm not going to do it. You know, so I just kind of walked away. And then I tried to call this guy in Hawaii to let him know, hey, things aren't looking real good when you get back. And I never could get a hold of him until he finally got back. And, you know, so I had to let him go. But when he got back face-to-face, but, yeah, leaving a message on an answer machine, come on, man. We'll just kick him in the nuts while you're at it.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially because God knows he's on vacation. Who knows? He could be checking his messages. You know, that's
exactly.
You want to be on vacation in Hawaii, call home and find out you don't have a job when you get back.
Oh, it's cold, man. It's
seriously.
Just cold-blooded.
That's a place in hell for people like that.
Then.
Good for you. God bless you. All right, that's Pete McCoo.
You know, it seems like to me that would be breaking some kind of, you know, with all the laws and human resource crap that got going on, it seems like you couldn't do that
or
anymore.
You know, like simple human decency. You know,
oh,
simple
no.
dignity. Which I know
there's
when
none
you're,
of that left.
When you're working for some boss hole. You know, that's all, you know, it's, you know, no, fire him while he's on Maui. That's okay. All right. We're going to get more of these, I swear, we're going to get more of these. We got these calls we're going to get there in a second. But let's quickly get Joy. Joy, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
Yeah,
what's up?
It sounds like what you're talking about is people all getting laid off and everything. Sounds like what everybody needs is a beer.
And do you have a personal vested interest in that?
No, listen, I just heard that... you guys had some of our beers down there.
Well, Diana from downtown brought us a whole bunch of beer,
yeah,
including one that's
awesome. She's like
20% alcohol.
She didn't tell us what she was up to at all.
Well, there's this beer that's 20% alcohol here.
Hey, well, we've got... you probably got the 120-minute IPA and from Dogfish Head Brewery in Delaware.
Now, who are you?
I'm Joy.
From,
I own this store.
From what store?
Belmont Station.
Belmont Station. Who knows what Belmont Station is? Anybody shop there?
It's right next to Horse Press.
Sarah immediately pipes up. I know!
Yeah, so it's on 45th and Belmont, southeast. And we've got like 500 different micros and imported beers here. We're a bottle shop. We're Portland's bottle shop.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah. But anyway, there's my plug. But I was going to say, you know... she should have taken some of this worldwide stout. That's actually 26%, I think it is.
Yeah.
23%.
See, it's like...
23%.
Why do you even need a bottle for that? Can't you just cut
so
yourself
wonderful.
A slice?
You don't guzzle it, obviously.
Yeah,
unless you want to really hurt yourself.
Unless
you
want to die immediately
but
of alcohol poisoning.
It is really good. And, I mean, you can... Some of these beers, you know, they're...
What's the name of the beer with the 23% alcohol content?
Dogfish Head Worldwide Stout.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
I think the stout kind of goes without saying. All right, that's Joy at Belmont Station there. All right. Yeah, I think it's sort of a given that it's a stout. I don't know that that's the thing you really need to point out.
I'm waiting to try the Tusker.
Listen to this. Rick, about 5 years ago, my mom and I worked for the same company. It's going to end badly. Shortly after being hired, the company reorganized. I ended up working for my mom. Company rules did not allow family members to work for one another, so I had to go. To prove that the rules applied to everybody, my mom's boss made my mom fire me in a meeting in front of the rest of the workers she managed. Nothing like having your mom call security to walk you out of the building.
Oh, that's a sad story.
See, it's like... I clearly don't advocate workplace violence, but I understand it. Boy, do I understand it. All right, we'll be back. We got more. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there. Back with more of your phone calls.
Doctor, son, you can't do any more of that cocaine. But he made me higher than all of those expensive things. But old Eden Denver, wish I could remember her name. I burned other things trying to make my daydream real.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, it's 2:01. I'm Tim Riley. Don't miss the season final Hat Trick Thursday. With your Winterhawks, be at the Rose Garden Thursday night for great hockey plus $2 hot dogs, sodas, and more. That's the big Thursday celebration. Tickets at Ticketmaster or Winterhawks.com. Police in Washington say a Beaverton woman apparently froze to death after a minor car wreck this morning. Police responded to a 911 call on Mercer Island. That's when they say they found the 50-year-old woman lying face up in a shallow stream near her car. The medical examiner says she wasn't seriously injured in the crash, but she died of hypothermia. The city of Bend has outgrown its supply of industrial land. They say companies including Nike, Microsoft, and Walmart have been putting facilities in Bend. Well, they wanted to, but they can't find any more land. It's too bad, isn't it? Showers this afternoon. High's about 45. Same for tonight. Some patchy fog as well. Tim Riley, KOTK News.